Morning, Si.
It's been a while since we've had the pleasure to chat. You're quite a well-known face around Southbury, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been around a while.
You're heavily involved with Swish, which is the Southbury Wish, and I think that's a really interesting initiative because you're not only behind the panto, but behind everything good that happens where you live. Tell me what they're up to and why they exist.
So Swish came about around 10, 11 years ago. I forget, we lost a year because of the virus, where all of the little groups in the village, the play group, the football team, the churches, were all sort of, and the village hall, were all sort of trying to get people to come to their events to get money. So a group of us got together and said, wouldn't it be easier if there was one place, one set of events, and then if anyone needed anything, they could just ask. And that doesn't just go for the groups in the village, it goes for the individuals. It was a way for us not only to raise some money, but also get the community back together. So we started putting on an annual ball. We did talent contests. We do an outdoor event every year, which back in the old days, KLFM came along to a couple of times, which was quite nice. And now we do the pantomime every Christmas. We drag Santa around the village, delivering gifts to the children for free. Last couple of years, we've done an Easter egg hunt. So it's not just about fundraising. It's about making sure the community get out, meet each other. We look after everyone and we get together.
So the entire cast are from Southbury, I'm assuming, tonight.
Just about. There's a few that no longer live in the village, like myself, but they're all rooted in Southbury one way or another.
I didn't realise that, you know, there was such a beautiful dame, though, around your neck of the woods.
Dame Franny?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
She's something special. It's probably the best way to put it. She is on the hunt for Dick, her son, because he's decided to run off to London to try and make his fortune. He got bored of working at the sugar beet factory at Whittington and thought, I'm going to London, I'm going to make my fortune. Left mum a note, jumps on the train and disappears. Mum finds it and decides that she has to follow him. And we follow the dame through London on all her little adventures as she keeps discovering that she has got the wrong Richard.
It's very clever. It's Dick Whittington, and it's at Southbury Village Hall tonight, tomorrow and Saturday, like I said, and tickets are available from Southbury Hair Studio. Are you in it, Kevin, by the way?
I'm not. I directed it, and I'm doing lighting and sound.
All right.
I don't go on stage. I stay off stage if I can help it.
All right. There's also more details, by the way, on our podcast page. After 10, you'll find all of the links to tickets and to listen to this interview again. So make sure anyone you know who's at a loose end and fancies a laugh pops along. Raising cash for Swish, helping out the village whenever it's needed. Tonight is the first performance, 7:30. Kev, thanks so much. Lovely to chat to you again.
And you. Thank you very much. Just so that everyone knows, tonight and tomorrow, we have got the availability to social distance. Saturday night is sold out. Saturday afternoon, we've got a couple of rows left. So if you're looking, get in there quickly. If you can't get to Southbury Hair Studio, just message the Facebook page, which is Facebook/Swish. And we will be cleaning between every performance to make sure that everyone is as safe as possible.
Good to hear. That's important. And all of those links, radiowestnorfolk.co.uk. Just click the podcast page after 10 today.